What's up, Playlisters? Brian from Playlist Wars here. Just want to let you know that while this show is on hiatus, both Gomez and I have separate shows that are part of the Playlist Wars extended universe, if you will. Gomez has the Sleevey G Show, which you can find at SleeveyGPodcasts.com. And I have a new show entitled My Weekly Mixtape, which you can find over at MyWeeklyMixtape.com. Both shows are also available on all podcast platforms just by searching Sleevey G Show or My Weekly Mixtape. And Playlist Wars will be back soon. Thank you guys so much for your continued support of the show.
This is Kai from Love and Murder Podcast, and you're listening to Playlist Wars. Let the battle begin.
Welcome to Playlist Wars. I'm part of the dynamic duo. My name is Gomez, and I have my partner in crime, Brian Colbert, with our returning special guest, Sean Morton from Who's Your Band. How's everyone doing tonight?
What's up? What's up?
Oh, just wonderful.
Sean, happy to have you back, man.
Thanks, buddies.
Well, happy and also concerned, but you know, it's kind of the one and the same here.
Why are you concerned?
Well, who knows who the roast is going to be? Last two times it was me, so...
It's always going to be you, Brian. I want you to understand this.
Yeah.
He's known you the longest, remember that.
I know. So, tonight, 'tis the season. We're coming on to St. Patrick's Day, and we are diving into the catalog of one of the greatest Irish punk bands of all time, the Dropkick Murphys. Sean, I know you're a big fan. How difficult did you find it to come up with a top 10 list for them tonight?
I found it very easy, actually.
Really?
Yes, because Dropkick is one of those bands that I have seen probably close to a dozen times. I just saw them a few months ago. And they're not a band that I have specific favorite albums of. I just love seeing them live. And that's like one of the main things I love about them is their live show. So it's a lot of songs I keep hearing all the time, but if you go as far as like CDs and stuff go, I tend to gravitate more towards newer stuff, but we'll talk about that when we go over the lists.
All right. Well, this is interesting because I actually crafted my playlist tonight as what I feel would be the ultimate Dropkick Murphys live show, even though I normally don't go that route. So I'm kind of curious as someone who's seen them a dozen times to see where maybe you and I line up with this one.
We might have two or three on here.
All right. Well, before we get down to business, if you're listening to the show and you want to support it, please consider becoming a Patreon member. It's quite easy. Head over to patreon.com/playlistwars and just select a tier that works best for you. Like I said, tonight our topic is the Dropkick Murphys, and we've each individually created a playlist with our top 10 favorite tracks, none of which have been shared between the three of us prior till now. Throughout the episode, we'll each reveal our track ones through track tens one by one, crafting what we each feel is the perfect Dropkick playlist. After the episode, we turn it over to you, the Playlister family, to vote via PlaylistWarsPodcast.com to decide once and for all which one of us got it right. And if you simply can't decide which one of us you want to vote for while you're visiting the site, you can also listen to each one of our playlists just in case you want to hear where we're coming from with our choices. And later on in the show, we'll each choose our one honorable mention song of the night, which has to be a song that someone else picked. Now, since the gang's all here, let's get started.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Smack you.
Can't stand him.
Sean, kick things off with your track one, man.
My track one is legit my actual favorite Dropkick Murphy song right off the top. It's got a lot of special meaning for me, which I'll talk about real quick, but it's The Boys Are Back.
Awesome song.
The last couple tours, they've been opening with it, number one, which is a great way to open. Number two, whenever I would have the annual boys trip to Montreal, which hasn't been done in a few years, this is the first song that we blast over the border when we drive into Canada.
Awesome.
That's a great reason, though. I will say that.
It is true.
What's funny is I can actually see you hanging out the window with an Irish flag belting it out.
I'm normally not screaming right away because I'm usually pulled into customs. They want to search my car.
I wonder why.
Four times. So.
Oh, God. Well, that did not make my list, gentlemen, so I'm sorry. I do not have it, but it's a great tune, though.
Damn. Well, Sean, you and I are linking up because that is actually my track two.
Okay.
We're back in town. We're going to get it done. We got nowhere to hide. We got nowhere to run. From 2013's Signed and Sealed in Blood. Sean, if I recall, you talked about this song as well on our road trip songs episode that you joined us for.
Absolutely. It's a great driving song because, like, you know, you get to build up and then all of a sudden it's like a and it busts into the real hardcore punk, which I love. It's a killer, killer song.
It really is. And I said that night, if we were doing a Dropkick Murphys episode, that that song would probably make my playlist. And I just wanted to follow up on that because it did. It's the perfect song to get you pumped up and get things going. But it's my track two for a reason. And we'll get there after we get to Gomez's track one. But I want to give a shout out on Twitter to LI Sports Fan, who also chimed in with this one. It's a fantastic tune. It really gets things going. But when you hear my track one, I think you'll understand why it's in the two spot. Gomez, track one.
So track one, I'm shipping up to Boston.
Whoa.
I always like this song. Sean brought up a great point with his song. It is an awesome opener for concerts. But for me, if I was going with my good old regular CD track list, this would be one of my favorite songs to start. I thought it was a good one. It's about a sailor who actually lost a leg and he went to Boston to find it. Go figure. You know, it's one of those just fun songs that you can sing along with and have a good time with. And, you know, me and the video games and the movies, it was in NHL 2011, but it was the live version song. It was in Daddy's Home 2 Grudge Match in 2013. And of course, the world famous Boston movie Departed 2006. With Leo DiCaprio and Matt Damon.
Well, Gomez, two picks tonight and already two songs chipped away from my list. I haven't even gotten to my track one yet, but I'm shipping up to Boston as my track eight. From 2005's The Warriors Code, the song reached number one on the Billboard U.S. Bubbling Under Hot 100 chart. When I bleed blue for New York sports, between the Giants and the Yankees. I said this on our Sports Anthems episode with Justin Penick from Talking Giants. Mm-hmm. This is a badass sports song. I am not a fan of any New England teams being New York Giants and New York Yankee fans. However, this song is one kick-ass anthem. So if you want to hear more about it in a sports aspect, check out episode 24 of the show. And I want to give a shout out on Twitter to our friend Bobby Schultz at the Effin' Cultured podcast, as well as Ryan Howell, who both chimed in with this Dropkick Murphys anthem, my track eight. I'm shipping up to Boston. Sean, do we have a trifecta tonight?
No, doesn't make my list. Brian, I wrote my list around this song. Wow. I actually purposely, when I was asked to do this episode, I said, I am not picking this song. And that's why it made it a little harder for me.
Yeah, well, you know what? That could bode either very well for you or very poorly, depending on how people vote.
Right.
All right. Mm. So now we are finally diving into my track one. And I'm already two songs down off my 10. Interesting start.
Which is great. Less of you talking.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Wow. The ribbon has not stopped yet, boys and girls.
All right. So I'm actually starting off tonight what some might feel is a left field pick because it's a song that has essentially no lyrics unless you consider the word woe a lyric. I'm going with the opening track from 2017's 11 Short Stories of Pain and Glory. I'm going with The Lonesome Boatman. When they have performed live, I've seen them open with this song leading into The Boys Are Back. And to me, this song, if you're starting up a Dropkick Murphys concert, you have the curtain covering the band. They start playing this song. And when the band starts playing, the curtain drops and the entire crowd is singing the woes along with the band. Also, if you watch their 2021 St. Patrick's Day Still Lockdown live stream, you've seen it yourself as well. But this is the perfect song to open up their concerts and the perfect song, I think, to open up a playlist. I know it's a deep pick. I know it's not one that everyone automatically thinks of. And I'm pretty much guaranteeing it's not on anyone's list tonight, but there's no denying how awesome this song is to kick things off. My track one, The Lonesome Boatman.
I got to tell you, it was originally going to be my first pick. And the reason why I didn't put it as my first pick is because it didn't have any lyrics.
Well, I mean, you have Whoa.
I might have an instrumental on here. I'm just dangling the carrot here.
Ooh, spoiler alert.
I might have something with no lyrics in it too, either. You know what I mean?
Ooh, double spoiler alert.
didn't make my list, Brian, but that's a decent pick.
It's a great pick. I will give you credit because honestly, I didn't have the nerve to do it.
You left up shipping up to Boston off. I threw on this one to kick things off as left.
Yeah, that's a really good pick, actually. I can't make fun of you for that, even though I want to.
But I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Respect, respect. All right, Sean, track two, what do you got?
Track two comes off, I think, off my favorite album, which was not their last album, but the one before, The 11 Short Stories of Pain. I think that's one of their best records, personally, and I went with track two as Blood.
Interesting.
Do you know the song?
Actually, I do know the song. I did hear it. Didn't make my list, though.
Yeah, I think it's a great, great song, and they played the great video behind it whenever they would play it live. To me, it's the standout track on this record. And since it's my favorite record that they've done, I wouldn't open with the song, but that's why I put it at number two.
Okay. That's a good choice, though. I will say that. Rye?
But we don't listen. We do what we do. We don't care about them. We care about you. That's my track four, Sean. We're two for two, buddy.
Nice.
Ken Casey told Song Exploder that this song is about the dedication the band has to its fans and the gratitude the band has for the fans' dedication to them. Dropkick Murphys genuinely care for the people that support them, and this song is a shining example of that, and there was no way I couldn't include it in my track list. That is my track four. It is an absolutely amazing song. I love the pick. Gomez, track two, what you got?
Track two, I went actually with the state of Massachusetts.
Awesome.
I always like this song. The band is from the state. I believe it's a true story to the song of one of them in the band. So kind of makes sense, but it's also a really great song. And, you know, and there was actually no movies or video games for this song. But again, I always loved this song. So track two, the state of Massachusetts.
Well, Gomez, I'm so glad you picked that because this is the first song that was mentioned by somebody else that up until now is not in my playlist. And the reason it's not, it was. But when I was listening through it, I felt like I'm shipping up to Boston and the state of Massachusetts had a similar vibe. So I wanted to do one or the other, and I kind of coin flipped it between the two.
Oh, that's why I went back to back with them, technically.
Yeah, they kind of have the same vibe. I totally hear that.
But I did go to one of their concerts and a Flogging Molly concert. But I remember them playing this song right back to back just because it sounded really good. So for me, that's why I opened up with both of these songs right away.
Oh, it's a great tune. It was the lead single from The Meanest of Times. It reached number 83 on Rolling Stone's list of the 100 best songs of 2007. And it reached number one on the Billboard U.S. Bubbling Under Hot 100 chart, number 14 on the U.S. Hot Rock and Alternative Songs chart. Sadly, the latter of those two didn't happen until 2013, which was 6 years after the song came out. It reached its height of popularity following the Boston Marathon bombing, which was kind of a sad reason, but the way the area came together, they kind of rallied around this song. But Gomez, you said it wasn't in any movies and video games, and you're right, but it was a theme song. MTV had some show called Nitro Circus, and this was the theme for it.
No one knows what MTV is anymore. No one watches that.
Well, maybe in 2007 they did. And I want to give a shout out on Twitter to Eric at Time to Get Ill, who also chimed in with this. Gomez, you could see I had this on my playlist because I have notes for it, but sadly didn't make my track list. Sean?
Number eight.
Nice.
It's on my list. Yes. And I agree with you 100%, Gomez. That's the reason why I put it on, is because of the way they would open up and kind of in the very top of the set list with this song too. And it's a really high energy song. And let me tell you, you see a monster pit break out every time this song comes on.
That's one thing I remember is that mosh pit in these two songs with I'm Shipping Up to Boston. And right after that is State of Massachusetts. I actually had to get out of it because I thought I was going to break a leg or something because it was crazy.
Yeah.
Well, no, yeah. If you broke your leg, that would be in I'm Shipping Up to Boston because then you'd be looking for it.
But I don't have a wooden leg.
Well, they would give you one after you broke it, I guess.
Oh, God, I hate you both. Stop.
Sorry, Sean, the dad jokes come out.
Oh, Christ on a bike.
Well, I'll say this much. This has a very strong honorable mention candidacy for me tonight because it was obviously in my playlist, but I replaced it with something else that we'll talk about in a little bit here. But Sean, my track two was The Boys Are Back, like I said. So we are already back to you for track three.
Now, originally, this was on an album. I think it was on Going Out in Style, the original version. But I'm going with a version of a song that has a guest on it. One of my favorite people walking the planet. I'm going with Peg of My Heart with Bruce Springsteen singing it.
Wow. That's all I have to say on that one. That's a good pick. I actually heard that song the other day. I was listening to it and I thought it was really good, but it didn't make my list though.
Yeah, I'm a huge sucker for guest appearances on singles. And if you put Dropkick, which is, I'm going to go on a limb and say a top 20 band for me, and then you put one of my top three people in the world, like not even just musicians, one of my top three favorite human beings on the planet in Bruce Springsteen, put them together. And he knocked it out of the park too. It wasn't like a phone in kind of guest appearance. I thought he did a really great job on it. So that is why it's on my list.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up now, because I always like to talk about cover songs whenever possible in an episode. And there's been no Dropkick Murphys covers that are worth talking about. However, Dropkick Murphys are known for some fantastic cover songs. And my favorite is from 2011's Going Out in Style. And it is Peg of My Heart featuring Bruce Springsteen. That is my track five. The song was originally written by Alfred Bryan and Fred Fisher in 1913. And look, it doesn't hurt to have the boss guess on your track. And let's be honest, if you're a fan of Bruce Springsteen, you probably heard his Wrecking Ball album. And if you did, you might be familiar with the song American Land. He has a fantastic voice for Irish rock. It slides right into place with the Dropkick Murphys. And this is just a fantastic song. This is the song that replaced The State of Massachusetts for me. And I want to give a shout out on Twitter to Gino's dad at Amp Mark, who also chimed in with this exact version featuring Bruce Springsteen. Sean, we are three tracks crossover so far.
I'm not happy with this. I want you to understand.
And Sean, you, but no, here's the reason you're going to be really happy. He only has five more songs to go.
I know.
Which is kind of funny. So between the both of us.
Yeah, if we're on the same wavelength, me and him, wow, this could be great. I can knock him out in five songs. I might change my whole playlist. Hold on, let me think like a nerd and see what my playlist would be instead of being the cool, awesome comedian that I am.
All righty. In that case, I guess I'm going for my track three, huh?
Please.
Yeah, whatever. Go for your track three. I hate you both.
Oh, man. So track three for me is I went with Johnny, I Hardly Knew You. What can I say? It sung the same tune when Johnny Comes Marching Home, which was an anti-recruiting song written in Ireland around the 18th or 19th century. So it was one of those great songs. But also I found it when a band kicks in, they just kick it into hardcore. And it was just like if you're getting chased or you're going really fast, this is a perfect song. But it was also in a show that I just finally got done watching was Sons of Anarchy. It was in season one, episode eight, actually, this song. So I was like, wow, I do remember this song. And I had to actually go back to the show really quick. I'm like, wow, it was right in the scene when Jax was chasing somebody. So great tune. Johnny, I Hardly Knew You, track three for me.
Now, are you just saying you're just starting to watch Sons of Anarchy?
No, I finished it.
Oh, I was going to tell you to not watch the Irish season, like the entire season.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it would just save you 12 hours of your life.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing, so I was all done with it. So next one, people are telling me to watch the Mayans. I don't know if I am yet.
It's good.
Is it good?
Yes.
We'll see what happens.
Okay, let's go throw it back to Brian here.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, that didn't make my playlist. It is one reason only. Having seen John Valby, the comedian, so many times, he does a version of this song. So every time I hear Dropkick Murphy's version, keeping this PG, every time I hear Dropkick Murphy's version, I automatically start hearing the words to John Valby's in my head. And while it doesn't ruin the song for me, it does make it easier for me to remove it in favor of other songs. So sadly, it did not make my list. However, shout out to our friend Bobby Schultz at the FN Cultured Podcast, as well as Aaron and KC at the Itch Rock Radio and Podcast, who both chimed in with this as well. Johnny, I Hardly Knew You. Sean?
It's my track four.
Oh, would you look at that. Now, Sean, you've got five songs knocked off your playlist already.
That's very true.
So why'd you pick it? Because now I've killed two trifectas tonight.
Again, it's that album. I love that record so much. And I think that's one of the standout tracks. It's a very different track. I just personally love that song. I love singing it. I can picture myself, like, when I sing it, being drunk, holding a big, like, clear, gigantic mug full of beer and swaying it back and forth.
You know what's funny? I can actually see you doing it too.
I would totally do that.
I can see you doing that in an Irish pub right now. You standing on top of the bar singing it.
Not a question.
All right. Well, I have now killed two trifectas, and
so did I.
Sean has killed a trifecta, and Gomez has killed. There's a lot of axe passing tonight, a lot of trifecta killing going on, but we're going to move on to my track three here. And I'm going to go off of 2011's Going Out in Style. Now, I am sure that considering the skewering I'm already receiving tonight, that both of you would love to be delivering my eulogy whenever my time comes. And to me, there is no better eulogy than the title track of the album, Going Out in Style, featuring Fat Mike from NOFX and Chris Cheney of The Living End. If my time were ever to be up on this world, I would want the people that love and care about me and hate me like you two do so much, apparently, to be there at my funeral and having a party and celebration. And that's what this song is about. My favorite line in the song, it's a neighborhood reunion, but now we get along. Van Morrison would be there and he'd sing me one last song. This is hindsight 2020 perfection, looking back at your life. Want to give another shout out to our friend LI Sports Fan on Twitter, who also chimed in with this one. Awesome track. My track three, Going Out in Style.
I do not have this on my list.
Neither do I, but it's another great song, though. That might be an honorable mention for me.
Yeah, you know what? Very possible. It's very possible it's going to be an honorable mention. I got to write down. I'm not going to remember.
That's what I'm doing, too.
All right, moving right along on to track four. Sean, you had Johnny, I Hardly Knew You, and yeah. I had Blood. So, Gomez, we are right back to you for your track four.
So, track four, Prisoner's Song.
Interesting.
I went with something different. Kind of weird, huh? I actually love the song. It has this old school feel, like a good old school Irish with the drums in this song felt really good. But it's also being locked in a cell that makes you miss all that freedom. Thank God I've never had that problem, but this is truly a great song. So track four, Prisoner's Song.
Sadly, Gomez, the only song I have from Signed and Sealed in Blood is The Boys Are Back. Mm-hmm. Dropkick Murphys has so many great albums. I tried not to go back to the same album too many times because my playlist would get zapped out with only a couple albums to pull from at that point. But that's another great one, man. I feel like their albums are like a fine wine. As they get older, the music continuously just gets better as far as I'm concerned, but I think that has to do with the fact that I'm kind of aging with the band. So the subject matter from 20 years ago resonated with me when I was 20 years younger, and the subject matter of their music now when I'm 20 years older is kind of the same. I don't know. That's kind of my thought with this, but Sean, I'll be curious what you think if Prisoner's Song made your list.
Not even a passing thought in my head.
That's a resounding no.
That's a big old no. Yeah.
That's a big fat no.
I'm not a fan of that song, personally. I wouldn't even put it on.
Okay.
All right. Well, Sean, with that being said, we are back to you for track five.
So my track five is a new song. It's a new song, but it's one of those sentimental songs, and it kind of pulled on my heartstrings a little bit. So I have I Wish You Were Here. I didn't think it was going to come off good live, but on the last show that I saw them outside Stone Pony, they did add this, and it was one of those Bic Lighter moments. Everybody pulls the phone out and start doing the old school, like 70s, 80s thing in the arenas. It was really cool. Really cool vibe. It's got a great, it's all about basically his dad passing away. So he's talking a lot, you know, just about how he, you know, hopes he sees him in a better light now and blah, blah, blah. And it's just it's an emotional song, but I really dig it. And I put it on just because I saw it resonate live. And if I didn't see it live, I don't know if it would have made the list.
I did not make my list, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's a fantastic song, and it definitely pulls at the heartstrings. I could feel that in the song. I didn't go in that direction with my playlist, but I have no disrespect to the song. I actually really enjoy that one. I think Turn Up That Dial is a fantastic album. that sadly I don't think I'm representing fairly in my playlist. So that might have to be a consideration for my honorable mention now as well. So it's a great pick, but it didn't make my list. Now we are back to you, Gomez, for your track five.
So my track five, I went with a good old song, Time to Go. The song was actually written for the Boston Bruins of the NHL. You know, in the song, it says go black and gold. It's a true hockey song for an original six team, which I am not a huge fan of the sports up there, but the respect of being one of the original six teams of NHL is always a cool thing. I would love to go catch a hockey game up there when it goes against the New York Rangers. That's for sure, because that's my team. Also in video games, it was under the Tony Hawk's Underground 2003, and it did make NHL 2004 and NHL 2005 back-to-back for the Boston Bruins, but you do hear this song during the game right before they open up. So it's a pretty good song. I like it. So track five, Time to Go.
I love the Blackout album, and I'm going to be representing that in my playlist, but a little bit later on. This one did not make my playlist, but LI Sports Fan, who he also sent in a 15-song playlist to us on Twitter. We're getting a lot of crossovers with his playlist from various people tonight, so I'll be curious to see where he sides, but he chimed in with Time to Go as well. Sean?
Not even close on my list again.
Again.
Again. I'm telling you, you guys are a little more deeper on this list than I am. I'm not going to lie.
All right. Well, flipping the album over, we're moving on to side two. And Sean, we are right back to you with your track six.
This is the one that I mentioned before that I didn't want to put the Lonesome Boatman on as first because it didn't have lyrics. But I put this on because it doesn't have lyrics, which doesn't really make sense. But it's their version of Amazing Grace.
Oh, man. Yes.
I think it's probably the most perfect song ever written in general. And this version is just amazing. And it brings you back to when you think of like the old school police and fire funerals when they play this on the bagpipes in the streets. You know, it happened with my uncle who had passed away. He was a fire captain. One of the most amazing memories I've ever had was hearing that being played. And they do the song justice. They really, really do. Because it's a song that you can go, you know, very sweet and kind of operatic almost. And then they completely flip it over. You know,
the guitars and everything. It's so good.
I love this version.
I love it so much that I ended up closing my playlist with this song.
Great.
Wow.
Sean said everything right. It's this hearing the song, the bagpipes, the guitars, the way they do it. They did it such great justice to this song. So for me to end it with Amazing Grace was the best way I could do it. And, you know, it's just got that, like you said, Sean, that old school feel, but with that new twist to it. So awesome pick on that one, Sean. That's what I close for my track 10.
You're a good man.
Thank you.
Well, I'll just slap on my bulletproof vest here and pull out the axe, which is really gory because I'm actually going to trifecta chop Amazing Grace, which is awful. I love the song, but I started with what was essentially an instrumental. So now I have to say, having gone through Catholic high school and the like, this will probably be my honorable mention tonight because I had a hard time not closing with this as well. But I figured if you did 2 out of 10 tracks being instrumental, I felt like you were almost taking away from the band. So I did the instrumental, but in a different direction as you guys. I absolutely love the song, but unfortunately, it is chopped for the trifecta again. Gomez.
Yes.
Track six, man.
Turn Up the Dial is my track six. I actually love this song. It's got this awesome beat to it. It's pretty much trying to take people's minds off their troubles, man. You know, especially in the times that we're in. And the band said they're very fortunate and grateful to be in the position at the end that they could share a little happiness with this song. So great way. It's a good song. I love it. Track six, Turn Up the Dial.
Again, I don't have anything from that album, and it's an absolute shame because it's a fantastic album. I'm glad you guys represented it with Wish You Were Here and the title track. For me, I would have probably went with Queen of Suffolk County if I was going to be picking a song from that album, but I just couldn't get it to somehow fit into where I was going with my playlist. But I love the song. I love the new album, too. Sean?
Yeah, it didn't make my list, but I have another one from that amazing record coming up shortly. Ooh, spoiler.
Ah, teaser.
Teaser. All right.
Moving on to my track six, I'm going back to 2003's Blackout, Gomez, like we just talked about before. Mm-hmm. And this song means a lot to me because over the years, there were some people in my life who I honestly thought were family and I thought were going to be there by my side when the going got tough and when the hard times happened. And sadly, those people were not. And I carried around a lot of that weight and a lot of that pain for a long time. And over the years, thank God, I've actually learned what the meaning of true friendship and family is about. And this song, my track six, Walk Away, is a perfect encapsulation about how I feel about those people now in 2022. Shout out again to LI Sports Fan who had this one. Track six, Walk Away.
Brian, awesome song, man. Did not make my list. I wish it did. That might be another one for my honorable mentions tonight. Great song. And when it comes to family and friends, I learned to walk away from a lot of it. And pretty much Sean is still a good friend of us. And, you know, glad we have him around. Brian, we've known each other way too damn long. And I've been there through there from all the thick and the thin. So cheers on that one.
And when he actually was thick. And now he's thin.
You're right.
Yeah. You're right.
See, I know. That's how I met Brian. I met Fat Brian. So now this is kind of like the reason why I don't like him now is because he quit on us.
Well, Sean, we still got each other.
Well, yeah. I mean, but that's what is that going to get me? That and $2 to get me on the train. You know what I mean? Like,
that's all you need.
Jesus.
Well, after that soliloquy, Sean, did Walk Away make your list?
No, it didn't. It did not make my list. Again, great song. I like it personally, too, but I didn't deem it list worthy.
It kills live, though. When they break it out live, people go nuts. And in my mind, again, when you think about the way my playlist is going, I'm thinking about the songs that just slam live, and that's definitely one of them.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, back to you for track seven now.
Track seven, I can't believe no one has mentioned this song yet. It is one of their best songs, Rose Tattoo.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Did not make my list, though.
Oh, it's such a great song live. Again, I keep mentioning the word live all the time, but this is one of those bands that if you have not seen them live, you're doing yourself a great injustice because they are one of like the top five bands I've ever seen live. And this is one of the songs that really, there's not one person that isn't bouncing up and down or beating the crap out of each other than this song. For me personally, I actually should have put it a little higher now that I think about it.
Yeah, but I think where you have it right now is actually pretty good because if you think about it, if we're at a live show, this is probably where they would play it though, probably.
Yeah.
This was an absolute heartbreak for me to not include in my list because I absolutely love this song. And I do want to give a shout out on Twitter to MH4Troy, as well as our friends at the Prisoners of Rock and Roll podcast, who both chimed in with this. This was hard to leave off the list. This is where whittling it down to 10 songs sucks because certain songs just don't make the top 10. But this is right there. This is such a fantastic song. I absolutely love it and sadly did not make mine. But Gomez, we are back to you for track seven now.
Wow, so is there already mine for track seven?
Oh, we're flying through this,
man. I know, which is kind of amazing, but it's because we crossovers have been left and right between both of us, all three of us.
I also try to move the show along because it stops me getting my balls busted the whole time.
All right, so in that case, let me slow it down. Track seven, The Hardest Mile.
Oh.
This is such a great song. Every time I hear this song, I feel like I gotta run to a pub and start drinking and sing with this song. Just got a great upbeat tempo. I would have loved to hear this song live, and it would probably be a kick-ass song live too. So track seven, The Hardest Mile.
I love going out in style, but I've already reached back to that album twice tonight. I can't go back to it a third time. So unfortunately, did not make my list. Sean?
Ugh, I hate agreeing with you. Yeah, it didn't make my list either.
Oh, you're agreeing with Brian. Sorry.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You know what's funny, Sean? There's been once you agreed with Brian in every show you've been on.
Every now and then. Look, I've known the guy for 20-something years. Every now and then we're going to find some.
I just gagged a little bit. I'm sorry I heard that.
All right.
God.
Well, moving on to track 7, I'm going to go back to the Warrior's Code from 2005. The story you're telling is from the book I wrote, I've Forgotten More Than You'll Ever Know. And I'm going with my track 7, The Walking Dead. The older I get, the more this song resonates with me because generation after generation, the generation coming up tend to think they know more than the one that came before them. But sooner or later, they all learn. We were in that position, and now there's a generation beneath us that are in that position. And this song really, really hits home with me as I am a parent and I have kids, and I'm trying to instill things on them. And seeing the generation between my kids and where I am in their 20s and 30s right now, and kind of hearing them say things that I said back then, if you only knew kind of speak. And yeah, this song really hits the nail on the head. My track 7, The Walking Dead. Believe it or not, Dropkick Murphys did have some songs in The Walking Dead.
They did.
And this was not one of them.
Well, there was probably a good reason why.
Ironic, because of the name. But
don't you think?
Oh, dude. That's even bad for my...
Dude, yours is worse than mine, so give me a break. At least I tried.
Oh, good. A for effort, dude. Did this make your list?
No, it didn't.
All right. Sean?
Not even close.
Not even close. All right. Well, moving on to track 8. Sean was the state of Massachusetts. I was what I felt is the musical equivalent. I'm shipping up to Boston. Gomez, we have your track 8 up now.
Track 8, Echoes on A Street. Again, song has a great entrance. It's very strong. So again, Dropkick didn't have a lot of video games or movies. This was nothing in it. But again, it's just one of those great songs, Echoes of A Street, track 8 for me.
You know, this is the first time on a show that, Gomez, I think you went, usually you're right down the middle, a couple of deep cuts.
Yeah, he's basic.
A couple of the hits.
No, he's basic.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's totally fine.
Yeah, but tonight, Gomez, you're going like really deep. I did not even consider this one, and it's a great song, but it did not make my list. But applause for the deep cuts. I do respect that a lot because I do it a lot on this show.
You know what it was? A lot of the songs that I did pick resonated, again, just listening to the songs and everything that you could think about. And of course, when I'm going against Sean, it's really hard because he is a, like you, Brian, you guys are both musicians and love music very well. So for me, going against both of you guys, it's really hard too. So for me, I sometimes might have to do that and go, shoot, I got to go a little deeper against these guys. It might bode really well, and it might not.
That's for the playlisters to decide.
Exactly.
So, Sean, did Echoes on a Street make your list?
No, it did not. I don't go, that is a very deep track. I think I may have heard that song one time in my life.
Yeah, I actually, when he said it, I went, really? Like, back to 2001? That is, and I respect it. So, I love it.
Thank you.
Sean, we got two tracks left now. Not even close to a trifecta tonight. We're all over the map. I'm guessing we're not going to have one, but
no.
Sean, what do you got for track 9?
It was actually mentioned before. Goes back to my favorite album. It's The Queen of Suffolk County.
Nice.
It's another great driving song. And it's kind of like a happy-go-lucky song. You know, like you just start bouncing your head a little bit and you smile and you have a little pep in your step when you hear it. That's kind of how I envision this song.
It's a nice vision, but it didn't make my list.
Yeah, that one was also in and out of my track list. Okay, I'm going to just say it right now. I'm flipping a coin between Amazing Grace and Queen of Suffolk County for my honorable mention because there's just so many songs that are being picked tonight that I couldn't include. And this was one that I truly, truly struggled with because I wanted to represent Turn Up That Dial, but sadly I didn't. Yeah, so one of those two are going to make my honorable mention, though. Gomez, you're closing out first. So even though I was getting decimated at the beginning of my playlist, you're still tapping out before me.
But that's fine.
Track 9 to close out. What do you got?
So track 9, I went with the song Tessie.
Oh.
Listen, I am not a Red Sox fan whatsoever, but I have to give credit when credit's due after 86 years. That's even longer than the New York Rangers winning the Stanley Cup from 1940 to 94. So little credit on that, but I actually like the song. It was the original song was from a 1902 Broadway musical, The Silver Slipper. and they came up with the song in 2004, redid it, and it just became the Red Sox Nation's theme song, which, again, congratulations in 2004. You won, finally. So that's the end of that one. But I love the song, even though it's a Red Sox song, but I always loved it. So Tessie, track 9 for me.
As a card-carrying New York Giants and New York Yankees fan, I gave the nod to I'm Shipping Up to Boston. I could not double down on it. It's a good song, but that was all the love I could give to Boston sports was one song. I couldn't
Here's
do
the
it
one
twice.
Thing. I love my New York teams and everything, but I'll tell you, when you go up to Boston and you actually visit the town minus the sports, between New York and Boston is two of the best cities you could ever go visit.
Oh, I got nothing but love for the city. But I just couldn't tip my hat to the sports teams more than once.
Here's the thing. Boston Bruins, original six team. Red Sox, probably the best rivalry against the Yankees. Patriots, two giant mistakes. That's all I got to say.
Look, the only Boston team you'll ever see me pulling for, because I do respect them and have always, they're one of my favorite basketball teams, is the Celtics. I have nothing but love for the Celtics. But
and Larry Bird, that's why, you know, nothing I could down on that one. I love the Celtics.
I had the Atari 7800 growing up, and it was Larry Bird versus, was it Michael Jordan?
Yes.
Yep.
Jordan versus Bird. I used to play that game all the time. So nothing but love for that, but Tessie did not make my list. Bobby at FN Culture chimed in with this one as well, but he is a big New England sports fan, so not shocked on that one. Sean, you only have one song left, so I'm curious, did you close with Tessie?
Of course not.
Okay.
He wouldn't pick that song.
No, not at all.
So we're going to go to my track 9 now, and I'm actually going to go back to 2001, Sing Loud, Sing Proud. I don't know if this would be considered a deep cut or not, because they still play it live to this day. And not every song by the Dropkick Murphys needs to be poetic and poignant. I hit a few of those moments in my playlist, and I'm not doing it for the rest of the night tonight. I went with the Spicy McHaggis Jig, a drunken fun sing-along, and while it's not played at every show, it always ends up as an anthem when they break it out. Shout out on Twitter to Adam Caffey, as well as the Pop Culture Hootenanny podcast, who both chimed in with this barroom sing-along, the Spicy McHaggis Jig. Gomez, I know it didn't make your playlist, but if you want to chime in on it, you're more than welcome.
A great song. It couldn't make my list because of what I was going with. So it is a good, fun, drunken song.
Sean?
No. Why would you pick that? Like,
it's awesome. No, that's why.
It's not. It's like the furthest thing from awesome. Like if awesome was standing in Grand Central Station, that song is in Los Angeles. Like it's not good.
Yeah, well, I, along with probably a lot of other Dropkick Murphys fans, are going to have to humbly disagree with you there, Sean, because when I saw them play this song live, the place lost their ever-loving minds. And to me, that's what it's about.
But you know what's kind of funny? I like how he dissects your songs worse than mine.
Oh, yeah. I get it every single episode. I actually had someone reach out to me in between the episodes and go, just want to make sure, does Sean actually like you? And yeah, I said, yes, he's a comedian. If he didn't like me, it probably wouldn't talk to me.
Oh, no, no. I'm not comedian Sean right now. I'm podcaster Sean.
Oh, podcaster Sean. Sorry.
If right. It was comedian Sean, we'd be on rated R or XXX by now.
Yes. Yes. This is podcast Sean right now.
Regardless, I had someone reach out to check on my well-being after the road trip episode.
That's great.
See if I needed therapy after it. So tonight I'm doing okay, though. I'm getting a little bit of a beating, but I'll bring that up in therapy tomorrow and I'll work my way through it. Gomez, you are closed with track 10. You had Amazing Grace. Sean and I have track 10 left. I'll be curious to see if we lined up, because we lined up on 3 songs so far.
Right.
And you had said, Sean, maybe 2 or 3.
I did.
At the beginning of the night. So we're right on the money here.
Yeah.
Let's
so
see
far.
If we line up on track 10. What do you got?
I love this song. It's my track 10. It's closing out my playlist because they close with this song most of the time. It's called Until the Next Time.
Ooh, I was going to put that song.
And the reason I love it is because during the live show, they bring anybody who wants to come on stage with them. And they usually have like 150 people just dancing and singing this song. And like the balloons come down from the ceiling. I think it's a great, great ending for this playlist.
Sean, did you do the stage dive too?
No, dude, I'm You've seen me, right?
I know. I had to ask. I would have caught you.
No, you wouldn't have.
I might have caught you, but I might have been on the floor.
Oh, man. Well, it looks like we're at three. I did not close with that. However, I will say this. Dropkick Murphys know how to close an album, and they know how to close a show. So my track 10 also closes an album and also closes a lot of shows for the band. Not as much lately, but definitely one that they've closed with many, many times. I'm going back to 2003's Blackout one more time. My track 10, Kiss Me, I'm Shitfaced. While very untraditional in the sense of a song, I have been to several wedding receptions, not even in New Hampshire. My wife is from New Hampshire. I've been to several New England weddings and several New Jersey weddings with her, and I've heard this song played more at New Jersey weddings, surprisingly. However, it is just a fun, put your arm around the person next to you, sway back and forth, and sing along, end of the night type tune. And the way my track list was going, I couldn't think of a better way to close it. I was jockeying around between this and Until the Next Time, but I decided to go with this one, a little bit more fun. They did a Fenway live DVD, and this yes. closed it out. The guy's grandmother was in the crowd watching. I thought that was a fun moment. And I want to give a shout out on Twitter to Chicago Punk Rock, which is at Metal Mission 2, Eric at Time to Get Ill, and the Greatest Song Ever Sung Poorly podcast, because they said this is a fantastic karaoke jam for them. My track 10, Kiss Me, I'm Shitfaced. I know it didn't make either of your track lists, but if you want to chime in on the song, feel free.
I don't think you even made my wedding.
No, Gomez, it was not at yours, but definitely several of the weddings I've been to in New Jersey. Sean, I know it didn't make your track list, but would love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I think it's a great song. Great, great. I used to love watching them close with that too. It's like one of the quintessential Dropkick songs, I would say. And I'm actually a little pissed off at myself that I didn't put it on my list now that I think about it.
That might be your honorable mention.
I think I have my honorable mention lined up. I think I'm good with that.
Okay. Well, then now's the time of the show that we're about to do it. So, Sean, why don't you take it away and drop your honorable mention?
I went back and I had to agree. Going Out in Style is my honorable mention.
All right. All right. Gomez.
Oh, man. I love both songs, Brian, that you used, Going Out in Style and Walk Away. But if I was going to do something right, like you said, and I'm going to agree with Sean, too, it's Going Out with Style.
Wow, getting an honorary trifecta at the end of the night. Very, very cool. And you know what? I'm going to make it two honorary trifectas to close us out. I went to a Catholic high school.
You better.
After Kiss Me, I'm Shitfaced, I got to get some redemption. And I'm going to close out with my honorable mention of Amazing Grace, just edging out Queen of Suffolk County, but both fantastic songs. Absolutely love it. And yeah, now we're at the point of the show for us to each go through, because we've talked about a ton of songs tonight. We didn't hit the trifecta mark until the honorable mention part of the evening. So why don't we go have everyone go through their playlists one by one to hear each of our ideas of a perfect Dropkick Murphys playlist. Sean, you're up first.
Why do you do this to me? This is my third or fourth time on this podcast, and you know that I'm a dope, and every single time I delete my list every time as I go along with the song.
All right, so speaking on behalf of Sean, track one, The Boys Are Back, track two, Blood, track three, Peg of My Heart, track four, Johnny, I Hardly Knew You, track five, Wish You Were Here, track six, Amazing Grace, track seven, Rose Tattoo, track eight, The State of Massachusetts, track nine, Queen of Suffolk County, and track 10, Until the Next Time, with his honorable mention, Going Out in Style. Gomez?
Track one, I'm Shipping Up to Boston. Track two, The State of Massachusetts. Track three, Johnny, I Hardly Knew You. Track four, Prisoner's Song. Track five, Time to Go. Track six, Turn Up the Dial. Track seven, The Hardest Mile. Track eight, Echoes on A Street. Track nine, Tessie. And track 10, because of the Catholic school and Sean's perfect verse of this song saying it, Amazing Grace, with my honorable mentions, Going Out in Style.
All right. And my track one, The Lonesome Boatman. Track two, The Boys Are Back. Track three, Going Out in Style. Track four, Blood. Track five, Peg of My Heart. Track 6, Walk Away. Track 7, The Walking Dead. Track 8, I'm Shipping Up to Boston. Track 9, The Spicy McHaggis Jig. And track 10, Kiss Me, I'm Shitfaced, with my honorable mention, Amazing Grace. Three very, very different playlists tonight. Two honorary trifectas at the last minute in Going Out in Style and Amazing Grace. A lot of crossovers, but three distinct playlists nonetheless. Playlisters, now we turn it over to you. Head over to PlaylistWarsPodcast.com, visit the Dropkick Murphys page, and vote for which one of the three of us you think got it right. Now, Sean, before we close up shop for the evening, why don't you tell people where they can tune into Who's Your Band, find out more about your comedy schedule when you're not podcaster Sean, as well as to connect with you on social media.
Yeah, so my social media, I'm on Facebook, just do Sean Morton. It's S-E-A-N and Morton like the salt. Instagram is Sean Morton Comic. I don't do Twitter because I'm not 12. Who's Your Band's a great podcast. We love doing it. We've had some great guests on, and we have a lot of great ones lined up. You can go on any place on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio. YouTube has the video portion of it if you're more into the video portion. You know, when we're hitting close to 100,000 subscribers across all platforms, so. We're really excited about that.
Well, congratulations, dude.
Congrats, man.
Always a blast having you on the show. As much as I do need therapy afterwards, it's been a great friendship for many, many years. Love having you on, and looking forward to having you on again, dude.
Absolutely. Anytime, man.
Sean, thank you for joining us again tonight. Check him out on Who's Your Band podcast. Also, Brian, the right-hand man, the man who makes the show run very well. Thank you again. And the playlisters, thank you for listening to us. Thank you for voting on PlaylistWarsPodcast.com. Also, check us out on Patreon.com/PlaylistWars. And we're going to check you next week when a new battle takes place on Playlist Wars. Good night, everybody.
You can find Playlist Wars on Facebook and Twitter at Playlist Wars, on Instagram at Playlist Wars Podcast, on email at PlaylistWars@gmail.com, or via voicemail at 201-644-6498. That's 201-644-6498. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave a 5-star review and be sure to tell a friend or multiple friends about the show. Until next time, thanks for listening.